Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And may the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere, and Maranatha.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. A guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Bless you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Unto thee, O Lord, we lift our voice, we lift our soul. Speak to our hearts, O God. Help our infirmities. We do need you, Lord God, and that right now. Help me to speak as the oracles of God in power and conviction, truth and clarity, O God. In the manner that you would have me to, Lord, we would hear what the Spirit saith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That you might know. That's God's purpose for us, that we might know. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And everything concerning God is a mystery. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. But unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Truth. Help me, Lord. Truth is the superlative. That's the word we're going to look at today. Superlative. Hallelujah. Truth is the superlative of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and liberty, and power, and might, and judgment, and righteousness, and peace, and joy. It implies completeness, victory, success, and completion. And you shall know the truth. What marvelous thing, huh? Because it is given unto you. Not because you have some special power or something, but because it is given to you to know. Huh? The superlative. Praise the Lord. Superlative is superior to or excelling all others. So the truth is the acme or the height of all these things that I just told you about. I'm going to say them again. Superlative of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and liberty and power and might and judgment and righteousness and joy. Hallelujah. So, it implies victory, success, fullness, and completeness. Ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I mean, in the highest sense, truth makes free. Hallelujah, there's things that we may be free from or free of, but in the superlative, truth sets us free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'll read a few scriptures, maybe not long, okay? We've said enough for us to rejoice all day. Superior to or excelling all others, of the highest quality or degree, etc. Supreme, the highest or utmost. How about that? Our utmost for his highest. He's able to save to the utmost. That means to the highest degree. So we have confidence and hope and freedom and consolation. Not only is he able to save, but he's able to save to the utmost. That means to the highest degree. Surpassing all others. This is how God's able to save us. Aren't you excited? Hallelujah. Those that come to God by Christ Jesus, that's the only way now. So many will miss it because, my God, they're going to find some other way. You know men like their own stuff, like to lean to their own understanding. Yes, well, we can't find God like that. He can't be found in our own understanding. He cannot be found in the wisdom of man. He cannot be found in the understanding of man, but he can be found. Hallelujah. He can be found. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Or when he wants to, he finds you. He seeks us out so that we can seek him. He apprehends us so we can apprehend him. Glory to his name. Oh, yes. So, of the highest order in grammar, they used to teach us in school, good, better, best. Never let them rest. Well, best is the superlative. Good is good. Better is better, but best is the superlative. In other words, as such. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, how come the scriptures say that God is good and God is not best? Well, the scriptures say God is good, but it says it like this. Best is good because good implies purity, holiness, completeness. You know, best could mean best sinner. That's not good. Good implies good. See what I'm saying? Pure, holiness, completeness. So when we say God is good, that's superlative. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in him. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. You must taste and see that the Lord is good. You must taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, buying is that which competes. All right. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. And we are those that believe on him. That is not our doing. We must always put it that way. It is our testimony. It's our business to confess it and to tell it. You know, all that God has done for us. Yeah, that's why he did it, so we can say, look what God has done. So we can bear witness to the truth. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, if ye continue in all thy getting, get understanding. Then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage. So we need the truth to let us know that we're in bondage. They didn't know. We didn't know. Hallelujah. But the truth came and said, hey, that stuff is bondage. It's going to be your death. I can deliver you from that. That's what the truth says. Still says it. Truth is eternal, unchanging, is perfect. It lacks nothing. Hallelujah. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed." Now, I was listening to the broadcast, and it talked about the scriptures. You know, that scripture has been fulfilled. The scriptures not only have been fulfilled, are being fulfilled. We can't just say, well, that's been fulfilled. You know, they shall heap unto themselves teachers having itch and ears. Well, that haven't been fulfilled. It's been fulfilled. Of course, it has been fulfilled in the past. That's why the prophets wrote it. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itch and ears. Yeah, it was fulfilled, but it's still being fulfilled. What we like to do in our, this has been fulfilled, that it doesn't apply anymore. There's no need to proclaim it anymore. That's why they were railing on the prophet. You know, they say, you say that, you don't have to be a prophet, it's in the Bible. Well, things that's in the Bible still must be revealed. Y'all don't know that? And of course, what they reveal is the scriptures. Hallelujah. They said, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. Of course, they're speaking after the flesh. And Abraham's seed after the flesh does not make for freedom. But you are Abraham's seed, not after the flesh, and heirs according to the promise. So you see, in everything, there's a natural, there's a spiritual, there's an earthly, and there's a heavenly. So let's be heavenly minded this morning so that we can receive the goodness of God. The carnal mind won't go there. It's unable. That just the natural mind, the way that we naturally think. Huh? Our wisdom will not let us attain to the wisdom of God. Our understanding will not get us to the understanding of God. But it is given unto us to know. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we wouldn't know. I don't care how much money we had. How much influence, how much power. If God don't want you to know, then you just won't know. And if he would have you know, then you should rejoice. And you should respond righteously. You should be eternally grateful. You should not hold back. You should give your all to the one who gave his all for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Abraham's seed. And they were after the flesh. And sometimes he spoke in that manner, you know, and other times he spoke in the other manner. He said, if you were Abraham's seed, he's talking about in the spirit. He said, then you would love me. And in other places, he says, you're Abraham's seed and you don't keep the law. So we have to be spiritually minded. Otherwise, we'll say, well, the Bible is so contradictory. See, but it's not. The truth is not contradictory. This is one of the main ways you can identify the truth. It's not contradictory. Plus, it doesn't change. Not for the white man, not for the black man, not for Neil, not for Sharon. See, it just don't change. It don't change for Charles. Won't change for Sharon. It just don't change. Hey, won't change for you, won't change for me. That's why it can make us free. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, ain't y'all glad about it? We had our way. We change it all up. Yes, we would. We get this good word and we get it so that it fit us. Huh? Praise the Lord. It fit into our little understanding, fit into our little doctrine. It won't make us free. Then it won't make us free. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about being free, Charlene? Hallelujah. Well, I understand you're free. I come to tell you. Now, we talk about buying or competing. There's the other force, too, trying to tell you, no, you're not free. Oh, yes, it is. This is the truth. You believe this, you can be free. Hallelujah. Yeah, the devil and his angels and your nasty flesh and your carnal mind is saying, no, you ain't free. Huh? You ain't free. Huh? Well, we're not free to do what we want to do. That's why we're free. That's why we're free. Hallelujah. If we were free to do what we want to do, then we couldn't please God. We wouldn't know God. You know how it is. I'm going to tell you, being in the flesh, you all are not going to fool me. No, you won't. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because I know in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I do know the flesh lusteth to envy. I know that the truth in my flesh, they're at odds. They vie one against the other. All right, all right. So, yeah, that's one of the primary ways that we can identify the truth. All right? Hallelujah. It doesn't compete with itself. All right? Praise the Lord. So, if we walk in the truth, then we can follow peace, you know, because many times our striving is about nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just a manifestation of flesh and earthly wisdom. Won't make for peace. Won't set you free. All right. Thank you, Lord. So the truth does not compete with the truth, but it expounds, clarifies, magnifies, bears witness to, and it speaks the same thing. See? This is how you know it's the truth. I'm telling y'all the truth. Hallelujah. That's why we're told to speak the same thing. It's the same thing as speak the truth to your neighbor. Come on. Now, we know the truth that we may speak the truth. See what I'm doing? I exhort you all to do it. Of all the things we say, we need to speak the truth. Not what you think you know about somebody. You need to speak the truth. Just take something that you know to be true and speak it. Since you're free. Now, before you weren't free. So you had to, you know, sow seeds of discord. You had to talk about folk. You had to gossip about folk. But you've been set free. This is my message. The Son has set you free. You are free indeed. You don't have to speak evil about your neighbor. No, you don't. We can just tell the truth. Yeah. That's my brother. That's my sister. God loves them. Now, we can say other things too, but it's not profitable. Not good for us. Doesn't glorify God. God is not pleased. Come on. If we're just what I've said right now, if we would hear it, then we could go and get the victory today. But understand, I know there's opposition. Yes, opposition against the truth. Mm-hmm. But we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. Again, by the word of our testimony. I pray to God that I can impress upon you the power in speaking the truth. We do speak, but not the truth. Hallelujah. We speak that which we think we know, that which we wish ought to be. Why don't we just speak the truth? Here's how it works. As you begin to speak the truth, then the truth begins to operate in you and you speak more truth. Well, it works the other way too. When you begin to speak lies, then that force begins to work in you and you end up speaking more lies. So if you know any truth at all, start speaking that and then you'll end up speaking truth. When you get down to sharing, you'll still speak the truth. Yep, that's God's child. See? If you start out the other way, when you get down to sharing, you won't speak the truth about that either. No, you won't. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Well, how they're so wicked, how could I not say it? By the grace of God, by the word of your testimony, and you love not your life unto the death. Now, you all know God knows all about you. Yes. How is it he can speak good things of us? Huh? How is it that he even loves us? Now, he knows all. Absolutely. There's nothing hidden from the eyes of him with whom we have to do. It's the love of God so rich, so pure, so measureless and strong. It shall forever endure the saints and angels' song. Hallelujah. Right on, Gino. Praise the Lord. I'm encouraging myself in the Lord. I need some help this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I have grace to speak the truth. I wasn't born this way. Huh? I wasn't born this way, but I've been born again. Glory! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, when we speak other than the truth, being given to know and to speak the truth, we're in deception. Absolutely. It's subtle, and then it just increases. But you understand, if you aren't saying the truth, you're going the wrong way. And the truth you'll know. Oh, yeah. The other stuff you think you know. The truth you know. God said so. Hey, well, he said you'll know the truth. Not think you know it. He said you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. That other stuff you think you know, you know, what Pastor Rice did, what he's doing, and what he's, that's what you think you know. There ain't no freedom in it. There's no peace in it either. Huh? Surely y'all want peace. Hallelujah. How we're so quickly, so soon moved away. All that God has done for us, in us and through us. Hallelujah. He's in the midst right now. And we're gathered in his name. Hallelujah. To receive of his goodness, manna from heaven, living bread. Hallelujah. Gino, look at Gino. Look at Gino. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You shall, how is it? How sayest thou you shall be made free? They speak like this because they're not free. Because Jesus said, hey, you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If we continue, eat the whole roll. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And in that condition, in that realm, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you depart from that, of course, you won't know the truth, and you can't be free. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. How do they do that? Giving heed to seducing spirits. If we would just understand, seducing spirit is a seducing spirit. Y'all hadn't been seduced before? Say yes, Pastor. All right. Well, then you understand. It makes you feel good and it puffs you up and it, but that's seducing spirit. And it'll have you thinking you know everything about everybody, their motives, their intent, their purpose. Yes, it will. Understand that. So anytime you think you know about somebody, then check yourself. Just do that. Don't be so hell-bent on, yeah, I know so. Don't know. No. You know the truth. And the truth makes you free. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wherefore, also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you making mention of you in my prayers. How about that? So we pray for all, but, you know, sometimes we make mention. Isn't that good? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you or give unto you. So God wants us. He don't want to withhold. He wants us to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's why Paul is praying it. This is the will of God. In the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding and all you're getting in understanding, being enlightened, that you may know. See, I told you, that's my word this morning, that you may know. Hallelujah, that you may know. Huh? That you may know the love of God, so rich and pure, so measureless, so strong. Hallelujah. What is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? That you may know. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Do you know how strong God is? Hallelujah. You know, that's what the little boys do. You know, my dad's stronger than yours. My dad can beat up your dad. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, we can boast in our Father. Oh, he can do all things. Hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask or think. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, these things that I'm reading, it's not given unto everybody. And to us whom it is given, we don't esteem it as we should. That's why our countenance fall, or our smile goes away, or, you know, and such and such and such. We need to draw our minds in on the Lord. There's none like him. Hallelujah. What is exceeding greatness of his power? Power. Thank you, Lord. To usward who believe. You know, to usward who believe. To the world, foolishness. But to us that believe, the power. Everybody understand? The power. To usward. Thank you, Lord. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand. Far above all principality, far above all power, far above all might. Hallelujah. In every name that is named. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not only in this world, but in the world to come. But also in that which is to come. And have put all things under his feet. He gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Hallelujah. To the church. Of course, there's the church of Jesus Christ. Then there's the other church. They're not the same. There's the true church. The church of the living God. Then there's the other. They're not the same. Huh? The church, Christ is the head of it. Praise the Lord. He's the preeminent one. He's the protagonist. He's the one that the scriptures talk about. They testify of him. Praise the Lord. You in that church? Praise the Lord. Then you're in the fellowship. Same difference. In the church, you're in the fellowship. Absolutely. No difference. No difference. Hallelujah. The fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, I'm going to get my shine back on my face. Get my dip back in my hip. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to run. Not going to be weary. I'm going to walk. Not going to faint. Pray. Come on, Terry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Let go. See how the truth does it. It just adds to it, expounds it. You know, illuminates. That's why you can just speak it and it don't take away from itself. No, no, no. Many of Paul's writings, he got the run-on sentences. They're full of colons and semicolons. That means it just says more and more and more. It says the same thing over and over again. It says it better and better. Hallelujah. That's how the truth is. Now, and we can speak the truth. Yes, we can. There's power in it. Hallelujah. I'm speaking the truth to y'all. Y'all feel the power? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Lord. What the scriptures say about the church? It says, which is his body. See how the truth is? The church and his body. That's the same. That's we, the baptized believers in Christ. We are the church. Hallelujah. And of course, we're not denominated. No, or separated, except from the world and separated unto God. Hallelujah. The Baptists are not the church. They're the Baptists. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know, when the Pope says the church, he's not talking about us. No, he's not. He does say it, you know. Oh, so does the Baptist too. They're not talking about us. Glory, glory. No, they're not. Hallelujah. They're talking about the ones that signed up on their roster there. Remember when the blind man told him the truth? He said, well, Jesus that gave me my eyesight, they wouldn't receive it. He said, look here, he's not on the roster here. We don't have, he's not, his name is not here. The man said, but look here. They wouldn't receive it. They find up throwing him out. And that if that's not the truth in you, that's what it does with the truth. It said, that's enough of that. Out of here. Come on. Now learn a lesson. Learn a lesson. Learn a lesson. They don't abide together. No, they don't. No. No. Either you're in the light or you're in the darkness. Praise the Lord. So what's the truth about Terry? He's our brother. That's all we need to say. Anything else is going to be wrong. Huh? Now, you can say he's my brother in many ways, but you don't want to say anything that doesn't say he's your brother. Then it wouldn't be the truth. Huh? I'm going on in Jesus' name. So the church, his body, the same. Please understand. The bride, that's also the same. All right, and we're all going to be saved the same. Oh, yeah. There's not going to be some saved in the tribulation, some saved out of it. No, 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 no. Of course, that's the doctrine, you know. Of course, I'm not going to expound on it because you all know the truth and we're just going to speak the truth. We're not going to waste a lot of time on it. Praise God. We'll just wait and see if they be called out. All right. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, verse 8. Unto me, Paul said, who am the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Hallelujah. Which means they are unsearchable. The wise man can look for them. He won't find them. Hallelujah. The rich man with all of his riches can look and he won't find them. No, they're unsearchable. Praise it. Can't be found out. They can be revealed. Hallelujah. So if Paul preached the unsearchable riches of Christ, so do I. I preach the same Christ. Huh? The one that empowers you, that lives in you. Don't you know that Christ is in you? Except you be reprobate. Hallelujah. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And to make men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. It is a mystery. Everything concerning God is a mystery. And to us it's given to know the mystery. The world will never know the mystery. Hallelujah. Because unto them it's not given, but unto you it is given. Let's rejoice and be glad in that. Which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Huh? He made all things. Things that are visible, things invisible. Everything that was made, Jesus Christ made it. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. Huh? The light shineth in the dark. The darkness don't know what it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Getting excited, Bakia. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers. Thank you, Lord. In heavenly places, in heavenly places. Might be known by the church. The church. We understand that we are the church. God said so. Hallelujah. It's not some entity we formed. When men do that, it's not the church. Oh, come on. You know, the Baptists, they formed their entity. It's not the church. God formed his entity. Well, that's the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. According to that, in heavenly places might be known by the church. See it there, it is again, might be known. So God's purpose is that we know. Thank you, Lord. The manifold wisdom of God, manifold, 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 manifold. Hallelujah. Just like his thoughts to us were manifold. David said, how precious are they? He said, man, if I could count them, they're more than the sands. How about that? God's thoughts toward us more than the sands. Woo! Can we rejoice in that? Oh, what is man that God would even think of it? Lower than the angels. He could think on the angels, couldn't he? That's not what his mind is full of. Thank you, Lord. His thoughts are to usward. And their thoughts of peace, not evil, that he might give us an expected end. Hallelujah. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So everything God does, it's through Christ Jesus. Absolutely. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith. Woo! Thank you, Lord. The faith of him. It is the faith of Christ. It's not your faith. It's not my faith. It's the faith of Christ. That's how we're righteous. Righteousness through the faith of Christ. That's the righteousness of God. All right? Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. Hallelujah. We are heirs of the Father, joint heirs with the Son. We're family. We're one. Hallelujah. That's just the truth. Now, the truth, when we walk in the truth, and yet then we understand and we operate and we respond like we're one. Now, when we walk in deception and darkness, then we act like we're separate. But the truth says we're one. Hallelujah. That's what the truth says about it. Terry, well, he's part of the body. So we love Terry like we love ourselves. No man ever hated his own flesh, but nourish it and cherish it. Even as Christ does the church, he gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself. Yes! Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, he's going to present this church to himself. How about that? A glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Holy! Without, come on. Hallelujah. He is a mighty God. To think that he would desire us, not as what we are, but what he's going to make us to be. That's how he sees us, Hallelujah. Yeah, all this other stuff you're going to do away with. You're going to eradicate it, never to be remembered. Glory, glory. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. Brother Terry, Brother Owen, Sister Gina, family, our Father, Sister Bakia, Sister Angela, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend or understand with all the saints. Not just you up on your pinnacle. Oh, with all the saints. Hallelujah. One body, one spirit, one hope. Thank you, Lord. What should we comprehend? What is the breadth? Length, depth, and height. Huh? Yeah. I mean, the deep things of God. Yes. And we may know them. The deep things of God. Now, our natural mind not going to get excited about it. It's so shallow. It's so shallow. Yeah, it can't attain into the deep things of God, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. And to know. Again, it's given to us to know. The love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Well, well, that's quite a sentence there, huh? Let me read it again. To know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Exactly. It does pass knowledge. So it has to be revealed. All right. The love of God must be revealed. All the things of God must be revealed. It passeth knowledge. Huh? There's no school of higher learning that can even get us close. Not even close. Huh? The more learning we get, the farther away from the truth we get. Absolutely. Huh? The more pride we walk in, the farther away from the truth. Absolutely. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll bring you into this truth. Hallelujah. And to be filled, that you might be filled, let it be so, Lord, with all the fullness of God. Yeah, this is our portion, our inheritance. Why we go around pouting and looking sorry, we don't consider. Thank you, Lord. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Huh? His ability foresees. Exceeds our ability to ask. It exceeds our ability to even think what to ask. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. Yeah, what God can do, it exceeds what you're able to ask him. Absolutely. Absolutely. And one time Paul said to Solomon, come on, ask me. Come on. And Solomon asked him. He did ask in wisdom, and God heard him. But what did God give him? He gave him that and exceeding and abundantly above. Huh? He didn't ask for riches. God gave him riches. Huh? Hallelujah. But he gave him what was most important, the wisdom to judge the people. Hallelujah. Can we ask for wisdom? If any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. Lord, give us wisdom. Hallelujah. That wisdom from above, which is first pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, mercy, mercy rejoiceth against judgment, mercy, good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, he does it according to the power that worketh in us. Yes. How about that? He does exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Y'all know the power works in you? Now, let us, in all wisdom and prudence, not deny the power. Hallelujah. When we walk contrary, which we do, we deny the power. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny. Hallelujah. Professing themselves to be wise. Praise the Lord. They become fools. Oh, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. John 17, it's the Lord's Prayer. Y'all know that? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, it's a prayer Jesus prayed. And he prayed it to the Father before his being taken away. Hallelujah. And he told his disciples that he would not leave them comfortless. Well, here we are, his disciples. He said he would not leave us comfortless. You believe that?
Yes.
It would be your wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Of course, if you abide outside the truth, you won't have any comfort.
Amen.
But don't blame God for that.
Amen.
All right. Just say, woe is me. I'm undone.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Vain is the help of man. Thank you, Lord. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind set on him. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the devil don't like me with my mind when it's set on Jesus. Oh, the devil don't like me with my mind set on him. The devil don't like me with my mind set on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace. It's God's promise. He whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusted in him. He trusts not in his remedies. Thank you, Lord. Trust not in his own understanding. Hallelujah. Trust not in the arm of flesh, but he trusts in the living God. Don't trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. All right, it says having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We don't want to deny the power. Hallelujah. If it's without power, God ain't in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ,
yes,
declared,
yes,
to be the Son of God,
amen,
with power,
yes,
according to the resurrection,
amen,
from the dead. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing this morning. I have grace for this. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Undeserving. That's what I am. Glory. Glory, glory. Come on, Wendell, you can do better. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Woo, Thank you, Lord. I'll be done shortly. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many. Pray as thou hast given him. Hallelujah. And we belong to Jesus. We've been given to him that he might give us eternal life. Hallelujah. It's the record that God gave that he's given us eternal life. Hallelujah. You believe the witness of men? The witness of God is greater. This is the witness. This is the record. He's given us eternal life. The life is in his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, all right. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, and this is life eternal. Again, it says that they might know. Y'all see that? We're going to rejoice in that all day, huh? There's things that are hidden, but God wants us to know. Absolutely. That they might know. All the height, the breadth, the depth. Oh, yeah. All the unsearchable. Yeah. The deep. Yeah. Praise God. The mystery. Yeah. That we might know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. We don't know Jesus Christ, then we don't know the true God. Hallelujah. So that's not Allah. He's not the true God. That's not Buddha. Not the true God. Huh? Jesus Christ. He's the true God. Absolutely. Y'all, I can find it in the book. But don't the Spirit bear witness? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Romans chapter 9, hath not the potter power over the clay. We're glad about it. This is, again, confirmation that God's going to save us. Just consider, he's the potter, we're the clay. And clay, the potter has the mastery over the clay. So as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are we in his hand. So rejoice. Though it seems impossible, and it is impossible with man, but these things are possible with God. He's going to save us to the uttermost, conform us to his image, make us white as snow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Had not the potter power over the clay? Yes, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. What if God willing to shew his wrath? Again, to make his power known. We do know the power of God. Hallelujah. He endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. If he prepared vessels for glory, he prepared vessels for destruction. No difference except his choice. Everybody understand that? That's how the potter is with the clay. He make one vessel. He said, I'm going to use this for honor. He makes another vessel. That's what God did. Understand that. So you can't boast against Terry, and Terry can't boast against you, because we're just clay in the potter's hands. Hallelujah. We can give glory to the potter. To the potter. Thou art the potter. Make his power known and do it with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known. He wants us to know the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy whom he hath aforetime prepared. Huh? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, unto glory. Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Huh? The Abields and the Pattersons. in the Austins. How about that? Hallelujah. In the Yes Next. Can you imagine that? Woo! Glory, glory. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Again, it says that we might know. All right? Hallelujah. I found it, didn't I? It's been there all the time. Praise the Lord, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. They're given to us, that's why we might know. If the world is not given, they will never know. Huh? Praise the Lord. They can have all the church meetings they want to have, all the seminars and whatever. They won't know. Hallelujah. Of course, they'll be ever learning. What a paradox, huh? But never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Thank you, Lord. The things of God, they are freely given to us of God. They're not extorted, or we don't twist God's arm. No, the things of God He freely gives. Huh? Of His blessings He freely gives. I owe my life to Him. We do. Hallelujah. So let us walk as such, that we owe our lives to Him. Thank you, Lord. Which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teaches. The world can't hear what I'm saying. They don't even desire to hear. But which things the Holy Ghost teaches, or the Spirit of God. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Hallelujah. So let's not trade that which is spiritually discerned for that which our mind conjures up. What does our mind conjure up? Well, he did that because of that. That's not the truth. Well, Pastor Rice, well, let me tell you this way. The way to receive from God, of course, is to get rid of you. That should be our ongoing effort. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. To get flesh out of it, get this thing narrowed down, and what's the other word? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. By process of elimination, you see, when God judged all the other gods, that eliminated them, then he did the work, then they knew who to give glory to. Process of elimination. It works this way. When you get rid of that, all of that which is you, then you can get a revelation. Absolutely. And you'll know that it's a revelation because process of elimination. That's different than surmise. See? That's different than surmise. That's different than surmise. So God will tell you that's if you've gotten rid of the other. But he's not going to tell you that, because you'll say, see what I know? And I know this because of my woman's intuition. Well, God ain't going to get no glory out of that. If that's how you know it, you don't know it. Am I playing? Yes. I know some don't believe me, you know. Especially for the wisdom of his intuition, I'd give that stuff up. Huh? Yes, I'd go for the wisdom of God. The power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going to finish up here. 2 Corinthians 8:7, that ye may abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge. Hallelujah. Yeah, knowledge is not bad. No. Hallelujah. In all diligence and in your love to us. Abound in your love to us. And see that you abound in this grace also. He's talking about the grace of giving. And no one exceeds God in giving. He's the superlative. We talk about giving. Yes. Jesus Christ is the superlative. Amen. How about humility? Well, he's the superlative. How about submission? Well, Jesus Christ is the superlative. So what we do is discern what Jesus did and emulate him. See? You know how he knows all about us and yet he still loves us and treats us with care? Well, we learn from him and we emulate. As low down and nasty as Charlene, we love her and we treat her kindly. See? She said, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when we know something about somebody and then we don't treat them right, that's not the knowledge of God. That's earthly sensual. Absolutely. I proved my point. God knows all about you. Yet he treats you good. He loves you. He gives himself for you. This is the good knowledge. Knowledge when you know something about it, and then you treat them different. That's earthly sensual devil. We like it though, huh? Yeah, it gives an occasion to the flesh, huh? Yeah, praise the Lord. Y'all ain't gonna fool me. No, I've been in this flesh too long. Absolutely, absolutely. The best you can do is deceive yourself. But I exhort you, walk in the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And once we walk in our heavenly mind, we won't want to know bad stuff about nobody. No, we won't. No, we won't. Hallelujah. We want to know bad stuff. We don't have to go anywhere. Hallelujah. We can say he saved the worst of sinners when he saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going on in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Jesus said, you must be born again. Of course, Nicodemus, as a natural man, said, what? How can that be? Hopefully, we don't say it like that. Hopefully, we say, yeah, I've been born again. Hallelujah. Don't know how it happened, can't explain it, but yeah, I can tell you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, art thou a master of Israel? I mean, man, you're a ruler. You got all that learning. You got authority. And you don't know this? Well, that's not what gets it. No. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. And testify that which we have seen. You receive not our witness. Again, he said, if I've told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? So there are earthly things. We know that. Here we are. We're earthly things. But we're also heavenly things. That's because the treasure in this. And we'll do away with the earthly, and then we'll be heavenly. As sure as we're born the image of the earthy, we'll also bear the image of the heavenly. But this is earth. Praise God. So it is with knowledge. It's earthly knowledge, and then there's heavenly knowledge. Praise the Lord. And, of course, the heavenly knowledge far excels. It's the superlative in knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You're not going to go to sleep on me, are you, brother? Praise the Lord. Oh, God, they're going to give me the hook, Lord. And they came unto John and said, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, speaking of Jesus, to whom thou bearest witness, speaking of Jesus, who do you bear witness of? Behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. Here's my favorite. One of them, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Hallelujah. Heavenly knowledge comes from heaven. The understanding of heavenly things come from heaven. The carnal mind just can't get there. Nevertheless, we like to operate in it. Praise the Lord. Well, just like God's thoughts and our ways, far as the heavens are above the earth, but that's how this earthly knowledge is. Or this, our own understanding. You know, our understanding. Come on. God's understanding is far above our understanding as the heavens are above the earth. We have an option. What would we do? Would we walk in his understanding or our own? Well, let's be honest. Say, help me, Lord. But as it is written, and it is written, I have not seen nor ye heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. See, the things that God hath prepared for us far exceeds anything that we can imagine. All we read about the street of gold and all that, but still our mind can't attain to the things that God hath prepared. But it say he hath revealed them, but that's by his Spirit. Hallelujah. And we walk in the Spirit, we can rejoice and be glad. If we walk in the flesh, we can say, well, Pastor Rice going to preach again. They want me to go to the tabernacle again. They want me to go to the dining hall again. Come on. That's because you're earthly minded and you think like men. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. It say, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, which is the truth. When we walk in the Spirit, we have revelation and understanding. When we walk in the carnal mind, we look sorry and we act sorry. Amen. Hallelujah. For God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, even the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So as men, we only know earthly things. Hallelujah. As sons of God, we can attain unto the heaven. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. And that's so that we might know. Again, there it is. That we might know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The things that are freely given to us of God. Huh? So we don't have to hoard. We don't have to be covetous. We don't have to steal. Well, the thing God give us freely. All we have to do is receive them. Hallelujah. Woo. Freely given. Men are used to manipulating and stealing and whatever. Oh, yeah. And they beat you out of something, brother. They praise the Lord. You ain't going to beat God out of nothing. Huh? Of his blessings he freely give.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Whew. Which things also we speak, let us speak them.
Amen.
Not in words which man's wisdom teaches.
Amen.
Huh? The things which man's wisdom teach, we can't speak of the things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But that which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. All men have not faith. Some is not given. Understand that. Ye are chosen generation. Your royal priesthood and holy nation. Even you, Dorothy. Praise the Lord. I get to doing the huckabuck over there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Teresa's treating you all right, isn't she? Oh, good. Good. We're just asking for effect. We know the answer, don't we? We treating you all right, Charlene? Praise the Lord. Better than you deserve, huh? Amen, amen, amen. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame, because we do have the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Not with this one. Hallelujah. Thou fool, that thou sowest is not quickened except it die. So that's the same with us. As long as we live, we're not quickened. But when we die, then are we quickened. And this is the wisdom of God. The world say, that's foolish. I'm going to seek my own. And yeah. Praise the Lord. But when we seek him, then we can live. We seek our own, we can but die. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God and his blessings. He freely gives. I owe my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for. Well, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me. Of all he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And isn't it so? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And that which thou sowest not that body which shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth us a body as it has pleased him. And to every seed his own body. Praise the Lord. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon. There's a glory of the terrestrial. There's a glory of the celestial. Praise the Lord. Well, one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Hallelujah. It is sown a natural body, but it's raised a spiritual body. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. So it is written, the first man, Adam, hallelujah, was made a living soul, but the last man, a quickening spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So as is the earthy, so are also they of the earth are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, well, we have, we are, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither corruption inherit incorruption. Praise the Lord. Well, what's the mystery? We're going to be changed. See? After all of that, Paul said, but behold, I show you a mystery. Huh? Hallelujah. We shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Charlie, you can get excited. Come on. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to say different stuff. You need to get excited over what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I know. I'm not going to say that, though.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm almost done here. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. You know that, don't you? That ye through his poverty might be rich. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Hallelujah. Our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. No longer debtors to the flesh. For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, with unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Chris preached that one time. No, he did a good job. Hallelujah. even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Luke 8, verse 9, and his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the seed is the word of God, and Satan's seed is the word of Satan. Understand that. There's no other seed. No, I'm right out of the book. Seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. And it's sown in our hearts. Praise the Lord. That we might bring fruit unto righteousness. Hallelujah. So it's imperative that we receive the engrafted word with meekness. That we receive it in faith. That we mix faith with the word. Understand, we can hear the word and not receive if we don't mix faith with it. There's an example in the book. It says the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us. It didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So again, this morning, if we don't put some faith to this, we ain't going to say the right thing. We ain't going to respond right. It just won't profit us. But if we mix faith with it, then we can grow thereby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Walter said we need to break up garlic. Break garlic apart. Well, we're blessed to be here to do it. And don't y'all find other stuff to do. All right? We don't have to break up garlic all the time. That other stuff you do it all the time. Huh? Cease. Let's break up some garlic. All right? So that we can preserve it. All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Captivating. Yeah, that television is captivating. Of course, I don't have one. Used to. It was captivating. I know personally. But that captivating came to my mind when I think about the things that we give our little children, and they captivate them. We should be careful with that. Hallelujah. We should be careful to that, because it dulls the senses of the natural and the pure. When you just give them stuff that just captivate them, they can't turn their head from it. Then when they see mama, they don't even turn their head for her. When they see Papa, they don't even turn. They got something captivating. Huh? Now, the word of God is captivating. Not to the natural man. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. And as much as we're captivated by the natural, then our eyes are turned away from this which truly captivates. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Remember the time that Brother Sarah preached up there in Cincinnati. The folk were captivated. He wasn't on TV. No, they were captivated by the word of God. Hallelujah. 11 hours. You imagine that? Woo, my Lord, my God. Well, God is so good. Huh? His mercy endures forever. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, do you ever think of it? Hallelujah. It'll cause your heart to indict a good matter. Amen. And your tongue will be the pen of a ready writer. You'll say, Terry is my brother. Huh?
Hallelujah.
You say, my old mind won't imagine that Terry's doing this. But by the word of God, I don't know what Terry's doing. Ah, how liberating that is. We don't like that liberty, though. It infringes on our other liberty, huh? The liberty that binds us up and keeps us in bondage. You know. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. All right, brother. You got to run a good race today. Praise the Lord. All right. We got to get us a cattle prod. Thank you, Lord. That won't do it. It'll just, you know, guide us. It's like subjection. That ain't what's acceptable. Just help us get there. Huh? We want to do that which is pleasing in His sight, don't we? We need His help. Hallelujah. It's a journey. Thank you, Lord. And my prayer is that God will help some of you all to look lively and have a lively face and joyful spirit. That, you know, if you think on what He's done for you, it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. I don't know why we let ourselves be duped into thinking that if we think about what someone's done against us, what someone's done that we don't like, ain't no life in that. You know I'm telling the truth. It never put a smile on your face. It never gave you joy. No, it never will. So forgive them. As God, for Christ's sake, forgave you. It's our calling. Hallelujah. Okay, may the word take root in your heart so we can bring forth abundant fruit for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, Timothy had me print out a whole bunch of scriptures. Man, I got tired doing it. So I guess he's going to preach to us one day, huh? Praise the Lord.
Ooh, Jesus. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord. Praise you, Lord. God, thank you. Heavenly Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord. Ooh. Well, Lord, here we are again, Father God. I need your help. Can't pray, can't sing, can't shout. Can't do nothing without you, Lord. And we sure can't receive this truth without you, Lord. But I thank you for the engrafted word. Man, I pray that we receive it with meekness because it's able to save our soul.
Amen.
Father God, here we are again in your love and your mercy, Father God, being transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord. And we are in desperate need of that, whether we admit it or not.
True.
We need to be transformed, Lord. And, God, because you said that you're going to build your church. You did say that. That's the truth.
Amen.
And we're admonished to speak the truth. And, Lord, help me. Help us, Lord. Help us to speak the truth, Lord. Because the truth is that you did say I'm going to build my church. You did say that the latter house would be greater than the former house. And Lord God, without us speaking that truth, there's no way that we can see that with our natural eye or definitely not with our carnal mind because it just does not appear. But you said it. So, Lord God, it's going to be. And yes, Lord Father, my prayer is that when we go forth today, and not just today, but from this day forward, Father, help us, Lord God, to purpose in our heart. We know that if we purpose in our heart to want to do your will, you will help us. If we do what your word says to do, your spirit will help us. And so, Father, help us to purpose in our heart to actually do this. I mean, do it to where we look at each other and speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
And the truth is not even what we see with our eyes.
Truth, Lord.
It's not what we think, and it's not even what the other person is doing.
Amen, brother.
The truth is what you said.
That's the truth.
Because I would not have believed that Job was a perfect man in the beginning had you not said it in the very beginning. But you started out saying Job is a perfect man. And you set out, and it did not look that way.
Truth, Lord.
But the end of it, chapter 42, was he ended up being a perfect man. Lord God, we're the same way.
Amen.
We're in between chapters 1 and chapter 42.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord God, no matter what we see in each other, or what we see each other do, or what we think about each other, help us to speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
And I know, Father God, because I'm in this stinking, filthy, rotten flesh, that our flesh just screams and says, but wait, hold it. The truth.
Truth, Lord.
Yes. Can I speak the truth about that brother? Can I speak the truth about that sister? They're wicked. They're wretched. Look at them. But that's not what God said. So it's not the truth. The truth is, God said that he's a brand plucked from the fire.
Hallelujah.
God said, I will save my people from their sins.
Hallelujah.
God said that I have set my love upon you.
Thank you, Lord.
God said that when I'm done, they're going to be just like me.
Hallelujah.
That's what God said. So, truth is, thy word is truth.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
Amen.
Every man a liar. Let God's word be true. And Father, I pray, oh God, I pray, Lord God, that if we could just even, like the passage monitor, we have to receive this word with faith. This word has to be received with faith. In other words, we can do this. We have to believe it, first of all.
Hallelujah.
Because my mind, my carnal mind, wants to say, no, I'm going to say the truth about that brother. I'm going to say the truth about that sister.
Yeah, we should do it.
They're this and they're that, and they do this and they do that. But that's what my mind says. That's what my lips say. That's not what you said. And my lips are not my own.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, if we would, I wonder what would happen if we just went a whole week speaking nothing but the truth about one another.
Let's do it, Lord.
Help us, Lord. No matter what we think about each other, but if we just say what God says about each other, I wonder what would happen to this place. In just 1 week's time.
Hallelujah.
We'd probably be floating around on clouds around here. I tell you, I know one thing that would happen. Our countenance would lighten up. We wouldn't have these sorry countenances. We wouldn't have these bad attitudes.
True, Lord.
We wouldn't be downcast and we wouldn't be fretful. We would have the joy of the Lord because that is our strength. So, Father, God, help us a purpose in our heart to do this. Just as that, what was that years ago? What would Jesus do? That became almost a movement. We can only know what Jesus would do if we know Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's by, like we just heard, that's only by him revealing himself to us. That's by revelation.
Thank you, Lord.
That's by revelation. It's not by denomination. So, Father God, because we know you, and that's the truth, because you said so, because you've made yourself known to us. That's the only reason we know you, Lord. But we don't know you in your fullness.
Amen.
We see through a glass darkly, and which is why, thank you, Father, that you're still being patient, merciful with us, and you're still instructing us in righteousness, in the way of righteousness, and in the way of truth, Lord. I guess the litmus test of whether or not we are walking in this truth that we heard today, where we see each other, where we speak the truth about each other. I believe the truth will manifest when we find ourselves, if we walk in the light as he is in the light,
hallelujah,
we will have fellowship one with another. That's the proof. No matter what we say, no matter what we shout,
hallelujah,
no matter what we sing, the truth is, if we walk in the light, as you are in the light, we'll have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
That means it won't be no more big eyes and little U's. It won't be no more super spiritual cliques and all the things that we allow, like stupid little dumb children, to separate us
Amen.
From our brothers and sisters. We use anything to separate us, make us elite. That's not the truth.
Hallelujah.
It's not the truth. The truth is what we heard. We are all sinners saved by grace. We are the offscouring. We are wretched. There is no good thing in our flesh, and I mean nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing. And the more we think we possess without you of our own self, the more filthy we are.
Amen,
and the more wretched we are. And that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, Lord.
That's beautiful to know that. That's beautiful to come into the knowledge of that. Beautiful, because we will never look up and give you the glory to your name, Lord. We will never rely on you as we should and as we need to. As long as we see anything good about ourselves,
Amen.
We won't do it. So, Father God, help us to receive this engrafted word with meekness, Lord. It is the truth. And Father, help us to let go of our lifelong stronghold of reserving the right to condemn and criticize and blaspheme,
Amen.
Lord God, and to call unclean that which you have made clean.
Thank you, Lord.
You rebuke Peter for that soundly. Don't you dare call unclean what I've cleansed.
Thank you, Lord.
So my brother and my sister that I'm looking at, I don't care what they're doing or what they do or what it looks like. You've cleansed them. They're justified, and they're justified freely by your grace, not mine.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord God, forgive me.
Forgive, Lord.
I have no right to call unclean what you've made clean.
Thank you, Lord.
No right at all. Because if they're unclean, that means I'm unclean.
Amen.
And I know you've made me clean because you revealed yourself to me and let me know that I was a sinner, but that you love me and that you're going to save me. And you let my brother and my sister know the same thing. So, Lord God, may we walk in this light and allow you to truly make us one, Jesus. As you and the Father are one. So thank you for it, Father God. We bless you, love you, and thank you, Father God, because we know why. Because you first loved us. So, Father God, help Pastor Rice
to
continue to stand firm, Lord God, and stand true, because our carnal minds, Lord God, are doing the same thing to him as it's done to every man of God, including Christ. Our carnal minds are just kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking. Because we want to have the reserve, the right to be God.
Amen.
And we don't have that right because we're not God.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord God, it's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Help me, Lord, because I truly want to put this into practice. I want to wash my windows so that everybody else's laundry don't look yellow.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, that's what I want to do, Lord. And I want to experience the true joy of the Lord, which comes from the love of God, Lord God, where I can see my neighbor and where I can truly do unto my neighbor as I would have them do unto me. So we thank you for this, Father God. Ask you to help us with it and bless you for it, because we know you're going to do it, because we received this engrafted word today. We receive it by faith. We add faith with it. We mix faith with this word today.
Hallelujah.
We can do this.
Yes, Lord.
Or else you would not stand here and require it of us if we couldn't do it. So we can do this. Thank you, Father.
Thank
Bless
you,
Lord. You in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen, Brother Edward. Thank you for praying for us. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Hallelujah. Now, y'all can look glad. Huh? Really? We have authority. We have responsibility. Listen to it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. All right. The head of the woman is a man. Head of man, head of the man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. The man is the glory of God. And the woman is the glory of the man. It's a wonderful thing. Such a wonderful thing. Huh? To be safe from sin. Be free with it. Huh? It's a wonderful thing. To be made free. Aren't you free, Charlene? All right. Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory. Let's war good warfare. Fight a good fight. Lay hold on eternal life. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. I got a job, Brother Nate. First interview, first application, and I don't got to work on the Sabbath day. Just want to give God the praise. Love you all. Bye.